Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On Sunday, Donald Trump claimed that millions of people voted illegally in the presidential election earlier this month. He tweeted that he, not Hillary Clinton, would have won the popular vote had millions of illegal immigrants, quoting there, not voted. The president-elect offered no evidence to back his claim, baseless claim, apparently. Separately, three swing states are gearing up for a recount, three states that gave Donald Trump his margin of victory. Joining me now to talk through all of this is Philip Bump. He is a reporter for The Washington Post covering politics. Philip Bump, welcome to On Point.
Thank you very much.
So the president tweets that there were, 2.5 million fraudulent votes cast in the election. Is there any evidence? What is the base for that claim?
Sure. So there's, broadly speaking, no evidence that there was any rampant in-person voter fraud, just as there is almost never any evidence that there is any substantial in-person voter fraud. He seems, however, to be seizing upon a claim that got some traction earlier this month, including at the conspiracy hawking site InfoWars, that was made by a guy on Twitter who essentially said that he worked for an organization that had evidence that 3 million people who were not citizens voted in the election. He offered absolutely no evidence to back that up, but it was still picked up by InfoWars and then by the Drudge Report as potentially being accurate. That seems to be the basis for the claim. Again, absolutely no evidence that it actually happened.
Is there any evidence from earlier surveys of American presidential elections that fraud on that scale is anywhere in the system at all?
Well, one of the things people love to point to, for example, the 1960 election and what happened in Illinois. You know, obviously there were longstanding rumors of what happened, you know, Chicago and dead people voting, so on and so forth. That was more than 50 years ago. In recent elections, there is no evidence that there are substantial efforts to commit in-person voter fraud. There are often examples of people, for example, registering people who shouldn't be and are arrested for voter registration fraud, but not evidence that those fraudulent registrations are then used to actually vote. It simply is something that has been lifted up in recent years in part to reinforce Republican efforts to move forward voter ID laws, but there's simply no evidence that this happens on any big scale, nationally or even in state and local elections.
Is there precedent for a president-elect calling the legitimacy of a vote into such questions so publicly with a specific and unevidenced assertion, allegation?
No, I mean, absolutely not. I mean, it's very unusual. I mean, I think the most likely precedent that we have is actually after the Iowa caucus, which Ted Cruz won, surprisingly, in Donald Trump accepted it that night, but then a couple of days later started accusing Ted Cruz of having stolen the vote. That was when he started calling him Lion Ted and so on and so forth. So it certainly is. Donald Trump himself has made these claims before, these allegations. He said something similar after 2012, in fact, on Mitt Romney's loss. But it is not normal. It's hard to stress that enough for someone, particularly someone who won an election, to try and raise questions about what happened. I think it's pretty clear that what's happening is he feels somewhat slighted that he didn't win the popular vote. And so he's trying to undermine the fact that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by, at this point, more than 2 million votes. And this seems to be his effort to do that.
He may be uncomfortable with that outcome, but that stands. What about the recount that's been organized by the Green Party and the Democrats now throwing some support to it in a number of states? Is that likely to change the outcome of the popular vote, or for that matter, could it touch the Electoral College vote?
I think it's very unlikely to change either. It's almost certainly not going to change the popular vote simply because Hillary Clinton's massive lead in the popular vote, I shouldn't say massive, but largely in the popular vote, is largely a function of California, which isn't being looked at this point. It's unlikely to change the Electoral vote as well because there certainly are rumors that are out there among supporters of Hillary Clinton that somehow the results in these states that also were surprises, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, that maybe something untoward happened there's no strong evidence of anything untoward happened. And, you know, I think that Jill Stein of the Green Party, her effort to seek a recount here is partly opportunistic on her part. But really, it seems as though the Clinton team is signing on in part to tamp down some of the rumors that have been spreading out there about, you know, what may have happened in these states. But it's unlikely anything's going to change.
You say Hillary Clinton's massive lead in the popular vote. What about that? Is this a historically large margin, the 2.2 million at this point votes by which she exceeded Donald Trump in the popular vote?
Well, it certainly is for a losing candidate, right? I mean, we saw in 2000 that Al Gore won the popular vote but lost to electoral college. But that was a much closer contest. You know, it is a function of the fact that Hillary Clinton was able to build up very big margins in very large states, whereas Donald Trump eked out narrower margins in the states that made a difference, right? So like those Midwestern states, essentially at this point it came down to a little over 100,000 votes in three states that are why Donald Trump won the electoral college, even though Hillary Clinton won California, which is, you know, 12% of the country, by about 4 million votes and counting. So it's sort of an imbalance in how the popular vote works against the electoral vote, and it set up a very unique situation.
Is there any more credibility to the Clinton camp questions about the states they lost than there is to Donald Trump's assertion in the tweet over the weekend?
Well, I think the difference is that the Clinton camp acknowledges that they're unlikely to actually see any change, and that there isn't any robust evidence that anything went wrong. You know, part of it is that Clinton supporters have been calling for auditing the vote for weeks now. Clinton supporters certainly are much more likely to believe that something happened than the Clinton camp has actually expressed. So I think that's a key distinction, that Clinton herself, A, hasn't said anything unlike Donald Trump, but B, to acknowledge that this is not something that's likely to actually uncover anything or change the result.
Philip Bump covers politics for The Washington Post with us today from New York City. Thank you very much, Philip.
Thank you.